Lights and Northern Lights, which is kind of on my bucket list, I think, ever since seeing Joanna Lumley's TV show when she went up there. Anyway, we digress. Back to our guest for the My 70s feature, and this week it's Maggie Reilly. She's best known for work with Mike Oldfield during the 80s on hit singles such as Moonlight Shadow and To France. But Maggie begins a My 70s feature by going way back into the 70s and remembering leaving Glasgow for the bright lights of London and a possibility of a new career as a singer.
A friend who wrote some songs, he asked me to sing one of the songs, he was sending them to publishers. The publishers decided they wanted to meet me, so I came down and met this guy from Chapels, and the next thing I knew I was making a record. And then realised, this isn't the kind of music I want to be doing. So I went back to Glasgow and I decided I'm not gonna go back to that London place. I put an ad in the paper, and about 10 minutes later, a phone call came, and it was this guy saying, "Oh, you've put an ad in the paper, you want to form a band?" And I was kind of, I've only just done it, you know. But apparently he had phoned, and the woman who was taking the ads had said, "Oh, there was a wee lassie just phoned up." So she sort of puts together. So that was how I met Stuart McKillop, and we formed a band called Joe Cool, which we played in for maybe a year or so. Then in Glasgow there was another band called Up, and they were kind of jazz. We were sort of bluesy, writing our own songs. They were sort of jazzy, and we decided that we would get together. And we decided we were going to write our own stuff, and it was going to be fabulous, and we were going to be, you know, buy wonderful PAs. At one point, we actually bought a 3-ton truck, brand new. And, I mean, how stupid can you be, a band buying a truck? But anyhow, so we decided that's what we were going to do, and we kind of got on with it and started working, and it was fantastic. Sort of, it was like having a family that you just toured around with all the time. We went through this kind of slight, almost hippie phase where we wanted to explore ley lines, and, you know, we were really into all that kind of stuff. We stopped at a lay-by somewhere in the middle of nowhere on the way to Nairn or something like that. And it was a really lovely day, very sunny. And for some reason, somebody took a radio out of the van, and we stood in this kind of bit of gravel looking at the scenery, and they put the radio down, switched on, and Fly Like an Eagle came out of it. And it was just so perfect with the weather and everything, the way it begins with a sort of swirly sort of sound. It was just absolutely incredible, and we all started dancing around as if we were completely nuts. And I've just got this memory of that, and it makes me smile every time I think of it. Because we weren't that kind of people. We were quite serious about stuff mostly. And we just all kind of went, we're going to be hippies, you know, and sort of dancing around a car park.
Spirit carry me, I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free.
That was Fly Like an Eagle, and that was the Steve Miller Band on BBC Radio 2. I'm Maggie Riley, and this is My 70s. John Martin was very much a favourite of mine. I just love the moods that he sets in his music, and it kind of came on from the sort of folk music that I like to listen to. All my memories from then seem to be about Cato Bell, but we were going to Aberdeen, and Alan's sister lived in a cottage which was just across from a bird sanctuary. And so we did the gig, and it was very dark, very late at night, and we drove back to Susan's place. And you had to leave the van and then walk across fields to get to this cottage, which was kind of high on a hill. And we'd done a gig, it had been great, everything was great. We're in that part of Scotland, the stars are just, it's like a carpet of stars across the sky at that time of year, that time of night. It was just absolutely amazing. We're walking across this field, and the lights in the cottage were on, and the doors were open, and they were playing Solid Air full blast, and it just came right out across the sort of countryside. And it was just, I mean, it was just amazing thinking about it now. Just makes me think, oh God, you know, that was such a great time. It's such a shame he's not here now, because his music was fabulous, fantastic, and it really does stand the test of time. Don't know what's going wrong inside.
Go New.